Behind this door is the Video Zone, a place between our world and the video dimension. Waiting to challenge you for control of the Video Zone is one of the game wizards, is it? Murloc, Scorcha, or Mongo? These two teams will compete for the right to enter the Video Zone and face that game wizard's challenge. Who will it be? Find out today on...
where your video savvy and video game skills are put to the ultimate test. I am here today with Jennifer. Play the face-off game Battle of the Bands. Now, in this game, you have to protect your amp while trying to blow out your opponents with a deadly wave of sound. Each time your side is hit, your opponent scores. And the team with the highest score at the end of 30 seconds will get 25 points in control of Mikey, our video adventurer, for the start of round one. That is it. Hands on your controllers. Ready, set, go! Ooh, the right kick on the bottom there. All right, both teams are pretty much holding their own and striking up some pretty awesome tunes at the same time. All right, you see by a line of time on the top of the screen, it's ticking down. Looks like red team is pretty much holding his own. Yellow team is making some serious moves. Definitely have to make some moves fast because we are almost out of time. Looks like it is the red team. All right, red team, where to go? Hey, head back over there. Let's play some arcade. All right, great job, red team. You got 25 points. Hey, let's just meet the red team today. That is Tasha and Jeremy. Let's say hey. Okay, now, Tasha, I understand that you like doing the gymnastics. Do you just want to do it as a sport or take it to the Olympics?
Olympics.
The Olympics. Well, hey, we wish you luck in that endeavor. And Jeremy, you play football with your friends. You think maybe you're going to start trying it on the school teams later?
Nah.
Just hanging out with the guys.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, and your opponents today are Chris and Jennifer. Say hey to them, gang. And Chris, you like a lot of sports, I see. What, football, baseball, basketball? Which one do you think you play best?
I play baseball best.
All right. Well, hey, I hope you play this game here good today. And your partner is Jennifer. Jennifer, you like to play soccer and paint. That's an odd combination. How did you get into painting? Was it a natural thing?
I just started doing it one day.
And you enjoyed it. Well, hey, enjoy yourself here. Let's wish them luck. All right, now. You all know how to play the game. You're going to take Mikey, our video adventurer, and you're going to move him all around this screen in every direction except diagonally. Now, as you do this, you're going to run into our four P's: points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. Now, up there is our game enemy. If you get into the bully, you lose control of Mikey. All questions in round one are worth 25 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of the two rounds will go inside of a video game to face today's game wizard. That's the scoop. Hey, Andrea, where's the Mikester headed today?
Hey, 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 Mike is just like every other kid in America. When that school bell rings, he heads right for the mall. In round one, Mikey's gonna hang out in the plaza of the big We Got a Mall. But watch where you send him, because a town bully game over likes to hang out at the mall too. Get past the goal here and you will earn 50 points. Take it, Phil.
Hey, thank you, Andrea. Okay, red team, you won the face-off. You have 25 points and control of Mikey. Which direction would you like to move him?
Left.
Okay, Mikey's moving to the left. All right, pop quiz. Now, here's the deal. I have questions. Hopefully, you have the right answers. You buzz in with the correct answer, and you get 25 points and control of Mikey. The first question for you is, if Superman wanted to impress Lois Lane with a diamond, what simple material would he simply have to press in his hands with his super strength to create? Yellow team.
Coal.
Coal is right. Yes, you lump the coal, you smash it, bam, that's what diamonds start out with. It takes a few thousand years, but bam, that's it. All right, you have 25 points and control of Mikey. Where would you like to move him to?
Down.
Mikey's going down. Video challenge, yellow team, come over here. Hang out there. Jennifer, all right. Video challenge. You get to add points to your score and maintain control of Mikey. Who's going to be playing this time?
Me.
You are? Okay, Jennifer, hang on to the board here. Chris, today you have to choose from Airbusters, Snow Brothers, Turrican, King of the Monsters and Super R-Type. Which one do you want to play?
King of the Monsters.
Let's cruise over to the Monster Kings. Come on with us, Jennifer. We're a team here. All right, now, the object is to beat the Wizard's Challenge. And on King of the Monsters, the Wizard's Challenge is 3,000 points in level one. You have to meet or beat 3,000 points in 30 seconds. All right, chill, gotta talk to the Genmeister. Now, you have 25 points. Of those 25, I want you to write down how many you're willing to wager on your partner beating the Wizard's Challenge. Pick up the little writer there. You have 3 seconds. Write down your wager now. Once again, it's the thinking song. Pencils down. All right. Don't let us see it. All right. Turn around, my friend. You have 30 seconds. Ready, set, go. All right. We started. Now, Chris is the horn-haired lizard dude that just got knocked down there. Oh, he's put on a chokehold. This is like watching WWF wrestling here. Great moves, great punches. He is almost, he's at the 25, 30. That is it, man. You did it. Turn around, Chris. Great job. All right. Let's see how much Jennifer wagered. 20 points. What a great wager. Head back over there. We're going to tally up some scores. Yeah. Jennifer put a serious wager down. We're going to add that to your score. That brings you up to 45 big points. And hey, you still have control of Mikey. Where would you like to move him?
Left.
Mikey's moving to the left. Pop quiz. You know the scoop. I'll ask you questions. Get ready to buzz in. The correct answer gets you 25 points in control. In the book The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy, Toto, and a cast of bumbling characters follow the yellow brick road to this gem of a city. What is the city? Yes,
Red Wizard team. Of Oz.
Wizard of Oz is not the answer I'm looking for. Yellow team, do you know the answer?
Emerald City.
Emerald City is it, yes! All right, 25 more points added to your score. Brings you up to 70, you still have control of Mikey. Where would you like to move him to?
Down.
Mikey's going down. Video challenge, one more time. All right, hey, this is a great job. We wanted to see you again. Now, who's gonna be playing? The same situation?
I am.
You're gonna play this time? All right, Chris, you hang on to this. The games you have to choose from for this round is Air Busters, Snow Brothers, Turrican, we did King of the Monsters, just out of the lineup, and Super R-Type. Which one would you like to play, Jennifer?
Airbusters.
Airbusters. Let's just pop right over to Airbusters. Come on with us, Chris. Now, of course, you know the deal is you have to beat the Wizard's Challenge on Airbusters. The Wizard's Challenge is 7,000 points in level one. You have to meet or beat that in 30 seconds. Chris, right now you have 70 big points. I need you to write down of those 70 how many you're willing to wager on Jennifer beating the Wizard's Challenge. You have 3 seconds. Do it now. I want that album. All right, keep this hidden. Don't let us see what you wrote. Turn around, Jennifer. 30 seconds, ready, set, go. All right, she's off. Ooh, she crashed and burned right at the top, but here she is back. Now she hits that. She gets a whole lot of extra things. Looks like all right, she made it by it though. She didn't get it. She's up there, 2,000 points. She has that meet or beat 7,000. All right, she blew up the little canister there. She picked up some extra things. Lots of good fighting going on here. We're almost there. Hey, she did it. Way to go, Jennifer. Great playing. Great. You two are an awesome team. Chris wagered 25 points, more points. Cruise back over there. Way to go, you two. Head back over there. We're gonna play some more. Another awesome job by the dynamic duo here. We're going to add 25 more points to your score. You're up to 95 and you have control of Mikey. Move the micster.
Left.
Mikey's moving to the left. A prize. All right. You landed on that square and you get something just for being there. Andrea, tell them what they've won.
Yo, from Casio, a rap keyboard with 25 instrument sounds for rapping along. Lots of voice effector and built-in mic. So fresh. Only from Casio. Back to you, Phil.
Thanks, boys. All right, you got that? That's yours no matter what happens, and you still have control of Mikey. Where would you like to move him? Ooh, hang on a second. That little sound means that we are almost out of time, so we're just going to move Mikey straight to the goal, and we are now in what we call sudden death. Now I'm going to ask you a question. The team that buzzes in with the correct answer will get 50 points and the goal for round one. All right, the question is, in a traditional marriage, a couple wears a wedding ring on which hand? Yellow team.
The left.
The left is it. You've got the goal. All right. Let's just take a look at the old screen here and see where everything was, where all the prizes were. All right, there were a couple more prizes up there. Hey, you've got the goal. You've got the 50 points added to your score. Red team, you're at 25 points. But in round two, the questions are doubled. The point value is doubled. So you can make it up. Anything can happen. We'll see you back after this commercial message with Jim and Ham. We are back, and I'm here now with Chris of the yellow team and Tasha of the red team, who are about to battle in our game, Battle of the Bands. Now remember, you have to protect your amp and try to zap your others with a deafening wave of sound. Each time your side is hit, your opponent scores, and the team with the highest score at the end of 30 seconds will get 50 big points and control of Mikey, our video adventurer, for the start of round two. All right, hands on your controllers. Ready, set, go. Yellow team is off in front here. So the red, all right, things are speeding up as the timeline ticks down. Moving now. Ooh, good block. Direct hit there on the bottom. Great save right there. All right, the line on time says we are almost done. And it looks like as we get to the wire, it is going to be the yellow team. Hey, great plan. Let's head over and play some more Nick Arcade. All right, yellow team, you won the face-off. You have 50 points added to your score. Yo, Andrea, give us the scoop where Mikey's going this time.
You got it, Phil. In round two today, Mikey's heading over to the atrium on the other side of the mall looking for his best girl, Peggy. But while he's looking for her, Game Over is still looking for him. So watch where you walk. Guide Mikey past the goal, and you will earn 100 points. Take it, Phil.
Hey, thank you, Andrea. Now, remember, the four P's are still up there, the points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. The enemy's still up there, and of course, the video challenges. Now, all questions in round two are worth 50 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of this round will be our winner to go in and face today's game wizard. All right, yellow team, you have control of Mikey. Where would you like to move him?
Down.
Mikey's going down.
Hold it right there, B-Brain.
Ooh, that is game over. The bully, that means you lose control of Mikey. Your points stay the same, but yellow team, you have control. Where would you like to move Mikey?
Right.
Okay, Mikey's moving to the right. Whoa, a bonus square. 50 points are added to your score just like that. You maintain control of Mikey. Where would you like to move him to?
Up.
Mikey's moving up. Just for landing there, you take home this. Tell him, Andrea.
Ricoh's Shotmaster AFB 35mm camera makes picture taking fun and easy. Everything's automatic. All you do is press the button and the Ricoh's Shotmaster AFB does the rest. There you go, Phil.
All right, thanks. You get that no matter what goes on, you have control of Mikey. Where would you like to skateboard him to this time?
Up.
Mikey's making another trip up. All right, Robot Vision, this is one of our video puzzles. Now, we have intercepted a transmission from an alien robot. The only problem is the Robot Vision is kind of hard to tell what it is. We're going to roll that Robot Vision for you, and the moment you can identify the activity that's going on, pow, you will get the 50 points and control of Mikey. Let's roll the Robot Vision. Buzz in for me. Red team.
He's in a race car.
He is in a race car. That is it. Yes. Let's take a look at it just to be sure. Show everybody. We're coming to it. There it is. Exactly. He's in a race car. Way to go. You've got the points and now control of Mikey. Where would you like to move him?
Left.
Mikey's moving to the left. Pop quiz. Another question for you. Hands on buzzers. This bed has another complete bed hiding underneath it and can be pulled out for future use. Is it A, a bunk bed, B, a trundle bed, C, a trampoline bed? Yellow team.
B.
B is exactly it, a trundle bed. Way to go. You've got the 50 points. It is now 245 for the yellow team, 125 for the red team. Yellow team's in control. Move the Mikey.
Left.
Mikey's going to the left. Point bonus square. You add that that 2-year score, you still have control. You're up to 295. Move him again.
Up.
Mikey's going up some more. Ooh, you were moving? Hey, red team, that's good news for you. You have control of Mikey. Skateboard him somewhere.
Right.
Mikey's going to the right. Video challenge, red team, you come on over. All right, red team, here's the situation. You have to get points. You can add points to your score and maintain control of Mikey. Now, who's going to be playing?
I am.
Okay, Chris, Jeremy's going to be playing. Tasha, you hang on to that. You have to choose from Snow Brothers, Turrican, and Super R-Type. Which one would you like to play?
Turrican.
Turrican, let's go on over there. Come on with us, Tasha. Now, situation is, we have something to write with. Boom, out of nowhere, there you are. All right, now you have to beat the Wizards Challenge, and today the Wizards Challenge is 5,000 points in level one. You have to meet or beat that in 30 seconds. You have 125 points. Good chance to make up some points here. I want you to write down how many you're willing to wager on Jeremy beating the Wizards Challenge. You have 3 seconds, do it now. I peaked, okay, don't let anyone else see, keep it a secret. Turn around, my friend Jeremy. Ready, set, go. All right, he's blasted through the wall. Good move. He has to be 5,000 points. He's at 2,000 now. Plenty of time left. He knows what he is doing. He is rocking this whole screen here, blasting through the walls. He's picking up some extra points right there. He has done it just like that. Way to go, Jeremy. Great play, my man. You are great. And Tasha wagered 45 points. We're going to do some score tallying. Head back over there. Thanks a lot. We up your score by 45 points. You've got 170 now, and you have control of Mikey. Where would you like to move him to? Oh, hold on. There's that sound again. We're almost out of time. Mikey's just on a zip to the goal. We are in a sudden death situation. I'm going to ask you a sudden death question. The team that buzzes in with the correct answer will get 100 points and the goal for round two. The question is, there are many antique furniture styles. Which of the following best describes the style of antique furniture? A, Queen Anne, B, King Ralph, or C, Duke of Earl? Yellow team.
Queen Anne.
Queen Anne is it. You have the goal! Great play. Let's just take a look at the board here and see where all the prizes were and the point, the path that you were taking. There's everything. There was another prize up there. You have got the goal. You have got the 100 points. You're going inside to face today's game, Wizard. Great play. Red team. You were in there, you were doing it all, you played like champs, you got a great prize, and you're gonna leave with something else. Andrea, tell them the way cool stuff they're leaving with.
Willy Wonka's Chewy Runs brand candy. The original chewy fruit chip candy with a crunchy shell and big fruit flavor. Taste the magic from the Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory. And you want speed, action, excitement? Get a yo-yo. You want the hottest yo-yos? Get a Dunkin'.
Thank you, Andrew. When we come back, these two, through the door, they're going to be facing Scorcha in the Wizard bonus round. Come on back with us.
Way to play, man. Way to play, ladies.
I'm here with Jennifer and Chris, and they are hyped to go in there and play our bonus round. Now, in this level, you have to get through all three of the various levels in 1 minute. After you take care of the first two, if there's any time left, the two of you will go into the wizard level to battle Scorcher. Now, for every item you collect, you get $50, and for each level you get past, you will get a great prize. Now, here is today's challenge. In level one, Chris has to collect 3 bunches of bananas sitting high in the jungle trees. The toucans, snakes, piranhas, and coconut throwing monkeys will all take your power. Go under the waterfalls or touch the golden idol and a rope will appear to help you over it. Collect all 3 bananas and your team will win this, Andrea.
The Harvard portable basketball system adjusts easily from 7 to 10 feet, yet collapses for convenient storage. Harvard Sports, professional quality products for today's active sports enthusiast. What's up for level 2, Phil?
Well, in level 2, Jennifer is caught in a giant food fight. Collect 3 textbooks scattered on the floor while avoiding flying pies, tomatoes, and bleh, pudding. Touch the right locker and the smelly sneakers inside will clear the room. get 3 books and your team will get this.
Everyone will enjoy this smartly crafted, state-of-the-art 19-inch diagonal Zenith color TV with remote control, Euro-style cabinet, and exciting stereo sound. Phil?
All right. Now, with the time left, you'll both take on Scorcher in the wizard level. Catch 3 floating orbs while avoiding the dangerous fireballs and creatures. Touch the spinning hourglass and you'll freeze everything for 5 seconds. Beat Scorcher by catching all 3 orbs and your team will win today's grand prize. Andrea, give them the scoop!
It's the Apple Macintosh Classic. It's easy to use and set up and it runs thousands of applications from word processing to desktop publishing programs from Apple. Great stuff. Good luck, team.
All right, hey, we're here. These 2 are ready. Pam, good luck. Pow. Go in there and do it! Woo! All right, now, remember the 3 bananas are the first things that Chris has to get through, the 3 books what Jennifer has to pick up, and then Scorch is there waiting for him. I feel good about this one. Hey, he's in position. Go, Chris, go! Right. All right, he's got 1 bunch of bananas, lots of time left, and power is still way up there. All right, he got nipped on the foot. All right, another banana. He's got the rope. He's going across. Ooh, Piranha took a little bit of power, took another one. Get the bananas. All right, he did it. Yeah. All right, start, Jennifer, start. All right, she's got 1 book. She's got the sneakers. Everything is frozen. They're going through this in record time. They've got over 30 seconds. Now they're going in there to fight Scorcher. Plenty of time. Plan 1 orb is down. They have 28 seconds. Gotta avoid the creatures there. 2 orbs. Thinking her, oh, they ran out of time. Restart it. Plenty of time left. Get going again. Keep going, gang. Keep going. The power is almost gone. 1 orb is all right. They're gonna have to start over again. They are down just about to the 10-second mark. They've got 10 seconds to get these 3 orbs. Oh, I really hope so. Delta, they can get it. Oh, they got that. Power is almost gone. Oh, oh, they were so low. They were so incredibly close, but they got a lot of neat stuff. They got a Casio Rap keyboard. They have a portable basketball system. They have a Zenith 19-inch color TV. They got past the first few levels, couple of levels, so you know they've got a little bit of moolah. They did a great job. Here they come now. Hey, gang! Woo! What a great job you 2 did. You got a lot of hip stuff. Hey, you did a great job. We'll see you next time with 2 new people here going inside on Nick Arcade. Bye-ya.
Studio audience at Nickelodeon Studios at Universal Studios Orlando.